Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, yes, indeed. Sis Lulu, good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Zama. Good afternoon to the listeners of AWR.
Yes, how are you doing today?
I am blessed. It's a beautiful, beautiful rainy day in Durban.
Oh, wow. Good. Wow, you guys are blessed, man. I've been yearning for rain, I must tell you this bit. And we haven't really had rain, truly speaking, this side of the world, eh?
Yeah, no, we are blessed. We've just been having rain. After rain, it's beautiful.
How I wish. How I wish. My goodness. Now, Sis Lulu, we're going to be talking about, conscious about the otherness. Of the other. And of course, this is going to be part one. I'm quite excited because it's a very intriguing topic. Please take us through this.
Thank you, Zama. I'm very excited too. I want us to remember we are doing a conscious relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we are being conscious. We are just on this drive to become conscious.
Yeah.
So now we speak about being conscious about the otherness of the other, which, by the way, Zama, is a huge contributor to safety. Remember, we've been speaking about safety.
Yes, yes.
Now, now, when you speak about be conscious that you are married to an other person, this just affirms the fact that this other person is an individual. They exist. They occupy space. They have a face, a voice, opinions, preferences. You know, what I've discovered is that though theoretically speaking, we all know that variety is the spice of life. But you know, all of us, there is something within us that kind of like finds difference frightening. You know, we in practical terms, we really don't like difference. We want sameness. We want people to be like us, to like the things we like, to dislike the things we dislike. Now, unfortunately, this is not going to work in a relationship. So today,
is that not a cause of nature, though, Sis Lulu?
Say that again.
Is that not a cause of nature where we seem to want people that are close to us to be attracted what attracts us?
Well, it's okay. However, we are now being dismissive of the fact that we are not the same. Not the same. You are a male. I am a female.
Fantastic.
That,
yeah.
It's different. So, and also sometimes it may be because we've had painful experiences from people who are different. I mean, think about black and white races where the blacks were oppressed and whites were superior. But innately, we actually oppose it because we expect some negativity coming out of that. But Zama, if you think about it, there can be so much beauty in difference. Think about the colors of the rainbow, red, orange, green. Think about how God celebrates difference, Zama. He did not just make flowers. He made lilies, and roses, and petunias. And the world is so beautiful because there are mountains and valleys and flatlands.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, take us through then to today's discussions, Lulu.
Okay, now I just want us first to be aware that symbiosis and differentiation are very important and they will impact our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you need to understand if you are in a long-term relationship that people are two worlds apart. We are very different. We are multicolored, multidimensional, infinite, big, all by ourselves, Zama. You are not married to yourself, right?
Mm.
You are married to another person. So it's kind of like really being very... I'll say childish of you to expect that this person is you. This person is not you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If in a relationship you can begin to see the other as separate and worthy of having their uniqueness honored, where they can be accepted within their relational space, then you are moving towards maturity. You just need to communicate, I see you, you exist, and you are you. You know what? That is important because disagreement, resentment, arguments, most of the time, these stem from the blatant rejection of difference. And you know what? We have all heard the saying that men are from Mars and women are from Venus. I know that from experience. I mean, take me and my husband. We are worlds apart. And before we could understand and acknowledge the fact that we're different, it was a big struggle in our relationship. Because, I mean, he's from KZN, Ladysmith, brought up in the farm. I'm from the Eastern Cape, Flagstaff, brought up in the rural areas. I love oats. He hates it. He wants porridge. I love pasta. He hates it. He wants pasta. I love roaming in the beach. He loves being indoors. Do you understand it? I love crowds and noise. He would rather be indoors and secluded. Have you seen how one partner in a marriage, they'll be wearing matching outfits and the other one will be hating it because he was dragged to do this. You are going to wear this matching shirt, even if it kills you. It breeds resentment. You know, my husband hates matching outfits and I've had to honor the individuality. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So why that it is important is that for us to understand so that we can honor the other person. Now, I just want us to define a bit around these terms, symbiosis and differentiation. Mm. Now, when we speak about symbiosis in marriage, it refers to a relationship, Zama, where partners are so overly dependent on each other to the point where one has lost their individual identity. Mm. We speak about this as enmeshment. If you have ever cooked potatoes, you know when you speak about mesh, where you can no longer tell that potatoes are no longer different. Now, it's just one thing. Now, what happens, Zama, is that we sometimes take on the assumption that, and it comes out of a deep-seated desire for sameness, which, by the way, is quite different from oneness. Mm. We think our partner should see the world through the same lens that we do, and they should behave as we expect. And when we do that, there's now limited acceptance, limited capacity to be aware, to be respectful, even to be appreciative of the subjectivity of the other person.
Mm.
So in essence, when you are involved in this symbiotic relationship, you reject difference. We are presupposing here that you think the way I think, you feel the way I feel, you want what I want, you hear what I hear, you taste what I taste, Zama. Many men would rather just be having a porridge, nama heu, but we force juice and smoothies upon them because we are rejecting that they are different. And sometimes for the sake of peace, you sacrifice your individuality. But then what happens to that relationship, Zama? Won't you be resentful? Won't you feel like, you know what, I don't matter here. I'm not seen here. It's just your way, and that is the mighty way. I do not exist.
Mm.
So symbiotic relationships, they really stifle energy in the relationship, and they are a number one contributor to lack of safety within the context.
Mm. Wow. You said you're going to be mentioning which was symbiosis,
yes.
and which one was the other?
I spoke about symbiosis, and I'm not going to speak about differentiation.
Differentiation.
However,
but before you go to differentiation, you mentioned something quite important. In fact, you were differentiating between a sameness and oneness. You just said it very quickly and you passed through. I'd really want you to come back to that because I think it's going to help us to understand this. What would you say is the difference between sameness and oneness?
Now, when we speak about oneness, we usually speak about oneness. We've got the same drive. We're working towards the same purpose. We've got the same destination. We are moving in the same journey. Think about God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? There's unity of purpose.
Mm.
But when we speak about sameness, we mean we're not one thing, one thing. We are symbiotic, like we cannot separate between you and me.
Mm.
Whereas that is not what is supposed to be happening. Think about God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three of them involved in creation. God the Father is the one who is creating and speaking, but the Word is the Son, and the Spirit is hovering over darkness. There is unity, there is oneness in purpose, but it is different from sameness. We are not the same, but we are united as a family unit.
Mm, lovely. Now, let's go to the next one then. Thank you so much for that clarification. The differentiation?
Okay. Now, before I go to that, maybe I'll come back because I wanted to speak just about two or three characteristics of symbiotic relationships.
Oh,
can I do that?
Okay, that's fine. Let's do that.
Okay, great. Now, in this symbiotic relationship, we speak about an excessive need for approval from the partner because remember, I don't exist, so I check everything. It must be exactly the way you do it. I must cut the bread the way you want it cut. I must squeeze Colgate exactly from the end you want it to be squeezed. So can you see how now there's going to be that fear and avoidance of conflict? So we won't be discussing things because I'm afraid you're going to, you're not going to behave with me if I express any opposing thing. So it's always your way or the highway. And you're going to find that I lose personal interest. I lose myself. I lose who I am. And now as a result, the relationship is going to suffer because there's going to be stifled personal growth. There's going to be less creativity.
Mm.
We won't be complimenting each other. The other person will not take personal responsibility because after all, what do you think? Always what do you think? Always what do you think? So the relationship that way will be just substandard because there is only one person now here who is seen. The other person, they do not exist.
Mm. Yeah, very, very important. I think you've actually stated extremely important issues there, especially making sure that people enjoy that, you know, being different, not being the sameness. Basically, this oneness over the sameness. Because I think one thing that comes out of what you said there is that people would then rob each other of flavor. Is that so in their marriage?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. A lot, Zama. Where you find that we could have made this house so beautiful, because as you are presenting your plan, you are saying, how about if you have got 1, 2, 3? And now I, because I'm also like I'm different from you, I'll say, yeah, I see that. But can you imagine what it would be like if maybe we also added 1, 2, 3? Mm-hmm. So now we've got these two brilliant minds coming together, complementing each other. Remember, Zama, where you are strong, your partner may be weak. And where you've got blind spots, I come in here as a wife to show you the blind spot. But when this is not allowed in the relationship, then we are moving in only one direction. Even if I see danger, 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 I cannot point it out. You know why? Because when we are enmeshed, I'm not allowed my individuality.
You know what, Sis Lulu, though? I think it presents a very complex situation, this being different or variety, because in certain instances, there may be an issue of weaknesses and strengths. And I don't know where would that fit in, because certain things may actually be weaknesses that the other party actually is just like this, but they wish they could be, you know, beat that weakness. And we say, no, it's they must be allowed to be different. I don't know if you're getting me.
All right, I'm getting you, Zama. Now, remember when we spoke in the beginning, Zama, we said in the marriage context, it's supposed to be healing and growth.
Mm.
Now, let me talk about me, who may be very loud. I love crowds. However, I'm married to someone who's kind of like more introverted, someone who prefers their own personal space. Now, do you see, if I'm able to strike a balance, if I'm able to be with him, if I'm able to allow him to be who he is, then I also learn to grow, because even being loud comes out of an unmet need from my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember, if he's a turtle and I'm a shark, then balance says I'm able to withdraw so that he's also able to come up. So the one who does not like people much, if he's able to grow and match me, then both of us can do both silence and talking. Both of us can do outdoors, running at the beach or just hiking. Or we can do both lying in until late in the night, and the other days we both wake up early. That way, there's that stretching and growing as we adapt to one another. Remember, we said in the beginning, the goal again is not just happiness, it's growth, wholeness, and holiness.
Mm. Okay. But I think, thank you so much for it, because sometimes there could be blurred lines, and I'm glad that you've actually gone through that thoroughly, because at times people may actually struggle and really stifle on this, you know, sameness, oneness. But you are actually putting it very clear that you've got to be quite aware of your situations, and of course the backgrounds as well, because I think that one of the important things that you mentioned actually is that we've got to also be aware of our backgrounds, how we grew up, and the paths that we went through much younger, and how they affect how we are. For instance, a person may have been at home stifled of contributing and stuff like that, and they were just taken as a child, and as they grow up, they are now making up for that and annoying the spouse in the process.
Yes, you are right. Yes, you are right. That is why even in the beginning we spoke about the importance of understanding where we were compromised. Because if I'm married, even birth order, Zama, if I'm married to a husband who's number 3 or a wife who's number 3, then I can express that usually they will not have had a voice. They will not have been allowed to speak. So you can now get someone who's maximizing, making up for childhood, or someone who has got no opinion, who's like, no, I don't know. No, I'm not sure. And all of that. So understanding that also helps me as I am interested in my partner's healing and growth, so that I will be like, my partner, we've got a roster. Next month, we are going out. You are choosing which restaurant. You're going to have to see what kind of life when you say you are going out, what would you prefer? That way, they are growing that muscle of think, you know, stretch the muscle, explore, you know, you are there. dig in, find out what kind of vibe do you like. Mm-hmm. So that is what contributes now towards healing of the childhood wounds, and at the same time, growth for me as I stretch myself to meet the needs of my partner. Mm.
Would you then say, Sis Lulu, I'm sorry we're not getting into differentiation. Maybe we'll attend to it in the next session. But I do want us to talk about this symbiosis. Would you then say it is advisable for a couple to say, all right, we notice that, or I notice that, or whoever notices it, that, you know what, we are so much the same. There's no flavor here. Let's try and create individuality. Wouldn't that cause another partner to feel that, oh, looks like I'm being rejected here?
Okay. You know, Zama, do you know one thing that Ellen White says that is powerful? She says, study to advance your partner's happiness. You know, if you're curious, Zama, about your partner's world, if you're curious about being all that God intends you to be for your partner, you are going to find that you are able to create such environments. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you just one perfect example. Mm-hmm. When I first got married, because we're having some challenges, I heard about this issue of the influence of where one was brought up. And the next time we went to Ladysmith, I spent the whole weekend talking to my mother-in-law, finding out about what makes this boy tick. Where was he brought up? Tell me about his childhood. Where did he play? What do you see? That curiosity is like, oh, I understand him. Umama told me, Ezama, ayikho into. There's nothing my husband loves like umdogo. You know, I don't know how to say it in English, but it's this porridge that is sour. I never knew that. I never. When we came back from Ladysmith, I already have a smallanyana portion of umdogo. I was going to brew it. That was so amazing to my husband. Mm. You have no idea how many battles I've won simply because of umdogo.
Wow.
I mean, something that simple. So, Zama, please be curious. Ellen White says, study your partner. Mm, if you can study your partner, you're going to watch him. You're tracking them. You're going to find that gap. Okay, oh, wow, this is it. Let them tell them about the stories from their boyhood, how they played, how they roamed, or how, like me, they were locked in. They were never allowed to go out and play. And you're going to understand, why does this girl love roaming? It is because of the wound of my mother, who was depressed and locked us all in for years in our house. You won't know that if you are not interested in my growth and healing.
You know, this is quite important. It actually takes me to yet another subject, but I think we'll leave it here today, and we can actually, because I think our time is completely far spent. So perhaps next week we'll then add, because we've only dealt with symbiosis and you wanted to deal with two subjects at least, which is symbiosis and differentiation. So next week we'll probably then get into this and other issues.
Thank you, Zama. Thank you for having me. Thank you. I'm very excited about these conversations. I love helping people. I love growing also and helping myself.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Thank you so much, Sis Lulu.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.